Cause your presence is heaven to me.
Thank you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Take your seat. Tell your neighbor, don't you come and sit by me and sleep. Now, dear, you don't have any. Am I seeing empty chairs? Beautiful. Okay. So, we are continuing in our study. What it means to become a shepherd. So, in this next part of our study, we are going to learn why, how should I put it? Why is it that we need to be more than one person? But are you people all still looking for other human beings? Because they rather have become the gap in the church. I should wait for them. I shouldn't wait. I thought while we were singing, they were coming. Okay. But they should have done that in the break. It's not now that I want to flow that you are coming to disturb me with picking chairs. Why is it that one pastor is not enough? Why is it that we can't just get one person and put him there and he will just shepherd the people? The answer is found for us in Numbers chapter 11, when we meet the first description of the shepherding task. Moses had been trying to lead these, how many 100,000 people? What did they say? Is it 600,000? Or some people like to say 6 million. I don't think it was 6 million. But it was quite a number of people. Are you there? Greater and larger than any given church. You know, and it says 600,000. That's what the Bible says. All right. The Lord said to Moses, you see, at this point, Moses had come to a point where, it's like, I can't again. Yes, I can't again. I've not delivered all these children. Please, I'm tired. So here is what the Lord said to him. Gather unto me 70 men of the elders of Israel, whom thou knowest to be the elders of the people and officers over them. So gather some people. It's not just non-entities. So I want you to turn to your neighbor and say, you are not a non-entity. Yeah, you have somebody that you are here because somebody felt that you are somebody. Yeah. So here he says, gather the people. Pastor Gaston, are your people okay? So they should hurry up and sit down so that I can continue to flow. And then he says, and bring them to the tabernacle of the congregation, that they may stand there with you, with thee. Verse 17. And I will come down and talk with thee there, and I will take of the spirit which is upon thee, and will put it upon them, and they shall bear the burden of the people with thee, that thou bear it not thyself alone. The Lord was saying that, I want you to do a job. I want you to look after some people. But it's interesting that he calls them a burden. Are you there? He calls them what? A burden, you see. So before we go into other things, we have to inspect the burden. And when I finish talking about the burden, if you say you won't do, come and tell me. I don't want to give you the impression, you see, sometimes you're going to do a job and there are some things they don't tell you. I'm seeing somebody who say, that's the, you don't know that it's like this. Sometimes they even say something, it's not even true. Somebody was just telling me that the job he came to do, that was on the job description. And as he has come to do the job, they are two completely different things. Every evening we hear a new story, oh? So it's like he saw a job. He applied for the job. He was taken that this is it. Ah! He has landed in the job. And the job has got several tentacles. And he'll go to job today and then one tentacle will show itself. And he'll go tomorrow and another tentacle will show itself. And another one is showing itself. So as he's there right now, he's like, I don't even know. I don't know what I'm doing here. I don't know who I am here. I don't know what I'm doing here. I don't know any because the thing has hidden things. I don't want you to feel that it's hidden. I hope you understand. I want you to see it like that because God himself, when he was before he called the people, before he anointed them, before anything, he said, look, it's a burden that you are coming to carry. So today, I'm calling you. We're coming to expose the burden. Some of you, you have been the burden, Sam. You see that. So I'm going to show you seven reasons or seven things that make it a burden. So that when you meet it on your way, it's not anything surprising. You were told. I hope you understand. So if you are taking the job and they say, in this job, every 2 years we do exams. When exam day comes, you knew when you were coming that, but if they spring it on you, that's when you are shocked. But when you know it's coming, it's not a big deal. Every 2 years we bring ourselves and we do exams because you knew. So I don't want you to be shocked at all. Let's inspect the burden. Are you here? Let's look at it. What is it? Why did God say that? The burden of the people. What's the nature of the burden? Number one, people are a burden because people are ungrateful and forgetful. That's typical. Let's look at, in fact, in 2 Timothy chapter 3, we are told that people are unthankful. Are you getting it? That's how they are. So when you meet it, that's how they are. You will see it in the way that they complain. Here was Moses. He has led these people out of a difficult place. Did they thank him? No. Complaining like some of you. They were complaining as if they were not being rescued from a bad place. And the reason is that they had forgotten. They had forgotten that when they wake up in the morning, they are going to work. They are whipping them. When you born a child, you can't even say the child is for you. You'll be there. They'll take the child, send your child, sell your child to somebody. They've forgotten. And as we are here, people forget. Some of you who are complaining about the shepherding, you have forgotten what you were before. And you have forgotten that if you had continued on that road, look at it. Men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents like some of you. I'm thankful. Are you see? That's how people are. So the day that you have done so much for your sheep and the person is doing, you know that it's just a human being. It's just what? A human being. You yourself. Are you there? Some of you have forgotten. You have really forgotten what you have been. Yeah, it's important for you to thank the Lord. Very, 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 very important. Because for you to be sitting down here bright-eyed and in possession of your own mind, it's just by the grace of God. It's not anything. Yeah. We meet Paul in 2 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 10, and he's describing somebody who he worked with. And he says, Demas has forsaken me. Yeah, I forgot. Meanwhile, Demas was somebody who'll be talking. Say, oh, Demas greets you. Demas, as they are moving around, oh, at a point, please. It's human beings. So when you see it, don't behave as if you have come with something new. Yeah. It's not to discourage you. That's why I'm just showing you the burden. You are here. You have done something for a person who was your sheep. The person has forgotten. Put your hand. Let me see. Look at it. I remember many years ago when we were going for a camp, Mampong campus, people said they didn't have money, dead. And I remember that my son took his last, they went to pay for somebody. And then when they were going, when they stopped at Linda door, He didn't have money to buy anything. Then he saw the person holding two packs. The person was Charlie Wako Yeni Huye. Chicken thigh. Person bought chicken thigh. Put it on. And he said, hey, I thought this was the person who didn't have money to pay his thing. Son, that the person has sat on his money. Yeah. You saw somebody come today. Mercy. Couldn't pay comfy, but then food. That's human beings. Are you in the church? You see, it is important for you to understand it, because when you understand it, it won't discourage you. And it will also not make you feel like you have done something wrong. Or something strange is happening. That's how people are. That's just how people are. Some of you have your fathers not paid your school fees. As you are sitting here, all the thoughts about your father in your head are bad. He's a bad man. He doesn't care about me. He doesn't care about you, and yet he takes his money every year and pays your school fees. If he didn't care about you, you don't know that there are fathers who don't pay school fees. He'd have put it in his pocket. Stop what you are saying. The fact that he's not a huggy, it doesn't mean that he doesn't love you. He too, that's his way. Do you think the man doesn't know what he will do with money? You should ask yourself, the last time your father bought himself a new pair of shoes, a new shirt, a new pair of something of the quality and standard. Because of you, he has lowered his standard in this life. Because of your fees. And he's just buying something. It's not that a Yennefer, but it's like, Charlie, all these my people, by the time I calculate their fees and I pay, what is left is just, it's not that he doesn't know good quality. Then you would rather go and buy the good quality and be saying that the house that I'm from, they don't wear such good quality things. Your head. They are wearing what?
Chinese.
The house I'm from, it's only Chinese they know how to buy. You because, not anybody because. You because. You think we don't know what to do with money? Since my children finished school, I've had money in my pocket. Are you there?
Yes.
So you need to understand it. Let's continue. Number two. People are a burden because they will betray you. Hey. If they betray Jesus, they will betray you. Somebody just sent me a text. The person had told her group that I'm going to a camp so I will cover for her. The people have gone to tell who that she's going for a camp. They have betrayed her. She can't be here. That's human nature. Psalm 41 and verse 9. My own familiar friend, in whom I trusted, which did eat of my bread, has lifted up his heel against me. Tell your neighbor, that's how they are. Yeah. If I say that's human nature. Betrayal, keke. Sell you out anytime. Oh, it's true. They'll sell you out anytime. The girl has told you she likes you, then suddenly she's hot. Her father said she will swear heaven at the... No. It's not that I liked him, but he was just worrying me. Betrayer. Hey, human beings. Meanwhile, she has encouraged you. She has sent you texts. She has said things, said nice things. Oh, no. It's because I've told him that I don't like. He's just disturbing me.
He's like a brother to me.
Your head like a brother to you. Look at the kind of text. That kind of text, is that what you said to a brother? Is that what you said to a brother? When the brother texted you and said, I've missed you. Then you answer, I've missed you even more. Is that the text you sent to your brother? Then there are brothers who will send some kind text to their sisters. And then later on, they'll say, oh, there was nothing between us. There was nothing, oh. Oh no, I never said. That's a fellowship sister. Your head like a fellowship sister. You know that you were leading her on. You know it. You know it. You know it, and she knows it. Take your seat. Are you here? You see that you are quiet. I said they will betray you. Hey. And some of you, you see how we work to help you to be in church. And when you go home and then the pressure is on and they are saying things, you are there quiet. And when you finish, you come back and smile. And what's up is smiling at you. Are you in the church? Because it's human nature. It's human nature to betray. Yeah, it's human nature. You see, so when it happens, you don't behave as if the world has ended. It's painful, but the world has not ended. I hope you are with me. The world has not ended. It's just part of how human beings are. What did the children of Israel not do? You see, this, I mean, we think that there are some way, but we are also some way. How they saw miracles, that's how we are also seeing miracles, and yet we are also still some way. Yeah. Denying Jesus like something. Brother, what are you looking at? You are looking down. Yes, you are looking at me. I'm also looking at you. Let's continue. People are a burden because they are wicked. Wicked. 2 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 14. Wicked people. Alexander the coppersmith did me much evil. The Lord reward him according to his works. Yeah. Some of the people who have taken our father up, written all kinds of things. Yeah. Wicked people. Highest level of wickedness. You were nothing before a decimal point when this man met you. And what you are and what you have because of him. The house you live in is because of him. Hey! Then you wake up and you say, the man is Satan. You wake up and you say, the man is this, the man is that. He's not a good man. He's even going to a country to go and have a crusade. You have not won even a single cockroach this year. The man is going to crusade. And then you take paper and pen or say whatever and write a letter to all the pastors that you know in that town. Because he made a mistake to make you a crusade director. And you send a letter to them that they should not appear. They shouldn't come to a crusade. May your disgrace continue. Oh yeah. Because when they got there, the people didn't mind the man at all. When our father came, they gathered. And they gathered the human beings. And it was a beautiful program. Oh, massive program. But people are wicked. If you are annoyed, you see, if I'm speaking annoyed with me, there's no door here that's locked. You are free to exit. So just go. Oh, you don't understand what I'm saying. Just go. It's not by force. Yesterday, somebody said what? Romeo, what did your man say? Is that a what? Is that what? He's not part of CAP. As you have come, you have walked on stage. Okay, you want to leave? The door is open. Just go. It's not a problem. It's not a problem. Meanwhile, his shepherd has wasted time on him. Oh, you have not wasted time on him. Yeah. He's human beings. No, do you understand what I'm saying? Just because you are put under a bit of pressure, oh, no problem, door is open. But when you go, don't start speaking nonsense. Don't start speaking nonsense. You are free to use your human right and exit. Master, why are you still on your phone? What are you doing? You are doing what? What are you doing? Don't look at me like you don't understand this. I said, what are you doing on your phone? No, the guy behind you, sir, Dennis, yes, what are you doing? You're doing what? He's sending something to who? That's why I have a lot of things to be sending to people. Are you in the house? So when you are going, just go. Don't say A, don't say B. I mean, that's why we always respect people who, when they leave their church, they never say anything. Yeah, they never say anything. When I say leave, something has happened, you have moved on. Just move on. But don't start pointing your left hand to say, hey, that church that I was in, this and this. And no, don't do that. Don't do that. That is what is wickedness. After all, they kept you up until this time. Are you in the house? Oh, I'm telling you. Yeah. Some of the people you see, one of the guys who rose up and was doing a lot of something. That guy, but for Bishop Dak, he would be a dead man. He has forgotten it. He has forgotten it. The guy was my friend. He told me himself. You see, what was doing him, we would have woken up one day, he would be dead. And the people were talking, you know, they were teasing him. Hey, but you do this, you do this. And that he heard. He said, wait, well, the thing people were saying, it's not a joke. And when he entered, I tell you, the man would have died. We'll be here, the man would die in his sleep. He has forgotten. And after the diagnosis, he was the one who cried for the machines he needed and brought it. Ah. And today you wake up and then you are saying, the person is like this, the person is like that, the person may even never depart from your house. So let the Lord reward him according to his works. Hey, my mommy, you shouldn't care. Are you not reading the scripture? Are you not reading the scripture? Because it's not just that the person has pastored you. Personal things. Oh, come on. Come on. Wickedness. Are you in the church or you're not in the church? You see. And you need to understand it because some of you too, you are so foolish. As you are sitting here, who has fooled you? Your what has been taken? For God's sake, you've got gray cells in your head. Use them. When somebody is waking up and out of his own nonsense, he's talking plenty. Use the brains God gave to you. Open your eyes and see. Does the thing look like what the person is saying? My mother says, I shouldn't come to the church again because they say that the church is a cult. I don't have one problem with your mother because she's not here. You who is in the church, does it look like a cult to you? You are in the church. Show me the part of the church that is a cult. Show it to me. Show me one cult that is advertised, that is on what do you call it? Social media. Showing you what they do. You see, I don't like these topics because something does me. Something does me. Something does me. The man's only sin is that he found a fool like you and said, gave you a microphone and made a human being out of you. You'd have been walking around with your pants under on your feet. May the Lord help you. You see, if God should open your eye one for you to see who you would have been, you would just be cool. You are looking at me nice like this. You, Vono Mattress, the boys on couple, they would have used you. Ho! Oh. You are looking so nice. The word no was not in your vocabulary. You didn't know how to say no. The church is very quiet. Girls would have chopped your money, but for this church. Girls, they would have chopped your money well. Girls, they like money. Yes, we like money. Yes. Yes, we'll not deny it. One day, my father and my shepherd asked me a question after they've built the office for us. So if I give you the money for your office, will you take it? I said, I will take it. He said, hey, you people. He thought I would say that, oh, how you have done this thing for me. Oh, you there, I'll do it myself. If you have money, bring it. Why? Because I'm a girl, that's all. I'm a girl. I'm not a guy, I'm a girl. Maybe you have a problem with who you are, but I don't have a problem with who I am. No. I don't lack for an income. But I've gone to my husband before and I've told him that this particular birthday, I want to wear what you have bought with your money. And he told me that, oh, but I know that going to a shop. I said, oh, don't worry about going to a shop. You just bring the money. I could buy it myself. But no. I want your money. Why? I'm a girl. I'm a girl. That's all. Yes. And I have to remind you that the same father who has been blasting us to make us correct, he says, husbands, give them the money. Yes. Give them the money. So give it to them to go shopping. Give it to them. Yes. Because we are girls. That's how God made us. You, the guys, when somebody gives you one aftershave, you are okay with the one aftershave and you'll be using it till it's finished. We, it's not like that. When I have one perfume, I want another one, and I want a third one, and I want a fourth one. Yeah, I want more. That's it. When you have one pair of shoes, one canvas, what again, the guys, one pair of church shoes, one pair of sneakers, and then slippers, and you are cool. Oh, no, 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 no. If you give us, one day my husband came and stood there. What do they call these modern sneakers? They call them what? He asked me that. I'm looking for one of these sketches to buy. You have three. I said, why? Why? It's only three. It's only three. I said, it's another color. If I get it, I would like it. So his shoes is from here to here. Me, my shoes is from here to there. That's it. That's it. I have no apology. I'm not embarrassed. It's not a problem. No. That's how we are. But why cry, man? How did I get into this? Are you there? That's how we are. And I have a father who says that that's how we are. Then tomorrow, I turn around. And then I start to say, be careful. Be careful. Oh, you don't understand what I'm saying. Be careful. Because we are who we are. You have been rescued from something. Some of you, they have rescued you in pony. After the rescue, look at how you are. If they didn't rescue you, I don't know. I don't know. I wonder how you would have been. Hey. This is the rescued you. Oh, this is the rescued you. So if there was no rescue, hey, I wonder. Or you don't wonder what you would have been. May I wonder? I wonder. When I look at him, I say, hey, this is the rescued version. Rescued version, cry, I'm still looking for the man's money to chop it. Rescued version. Rescued. You see, some of you are embarrassed by what I'm saying, but I'm not embarrassed at all. It doesn't worry me at all. One day my husband went somewhere, we had traveled somewhere, and he was standing there, he was being a father. And his sons were buying into his account. I didn't say a word. When I came home, I asked him that, today, it's your sons you know, you see. When they were buying into your account. He said, oh, but you have everything that you know. I said, that's not the point. Day to day, have everything they need. Are they not grown? That's it. And then after that, you turn around. Oh, you don't understand what I'm saying. You see, you need to understand, though, your father is not a wicked man. He's not a wicked man. He's just a man. That's how they are. He won't come and tell you what he's thinking. He won't say much about how he's feeling. He won't say anything. But I tell you that the you are the light of his life. Yeah. As he's blasting you, the blasting is because he feels that if he lets you see what he thinks of you, guess what? Oh, you don't understand what I'm saying. That's all. It's a fear that if I let this child know just how important you are to me, you know how when you think someone is important, then you... So he doesn't dare to show it, but the love is there. Otherwise, why will he spend what he's spending on you? You think he doesn't know better things? Hey! The church has become quiet. Yeah. I have to say, because many young people, you think your fathers are wicked. Is it true or it's not true? Yeah. I'm telling you that it's not so. It's not as you think. It's not as you think. And sometimes their behavior is in response to your behavior. You have made your father an ATM. An ATM only sees you when you need money. And when you get there for the money, you don't need to greet. You just put the card in and you get the money out. And the only time you remember that you have a father is that I have a need. And you just call him that, daddy, they say we should pay this. But to call him and just say, daddy, how? Oh, I was just checking on you. It's not something you think about. Have you seen that quiet? Yeah. What I'm sharing with you It is something I know for a fact. One of my sheep again. She was angry with her father because her father was retiring and he left her mother and went back and married the woman who was his first wife. You know. So this my sheep and all her siblings were angry. And they were my sheep. And I said to them that this your anger, it has no basis. Because when your father was leaving the first wife for your mother, were you there? And she knew that the first wife was there. So it has nothing to do with you. You are just children. So just leave them to do their things. So the children said, I said, so leave it. You are angry with your father, says saying. It's your mother and his, it's their matter. So this one was the last of the children. This sheep of mine was the last. And I told her, no, just relate to your father as your father. All this woman matter is his problem. And I said, stop just calling him for money. Because she used to tell me that, hey, my father now, he doesn't like us. I said, you know, no. You had but a child. Have you ever called your father to ask how he's doing? No. So she began to just, she picked the phone. And the first time, the father's answer was some way. Because he was wondering, what does she want? What does she want? They said, oh, I just called. Oh, no, me and Binyeshi. I was asking, it's like, I'm asking how you are. And then he gave some. But the second time, when she called, they said, oh, so you two, do you get it? Suddenly, there was a discussion and a chatting and a relating. And this man who had retired with his how many hundred children, I don't know how many he had, you know. All of a sudden, because she was still in school at the time, he just called. Hey, so you said the fees is how much? She had not asked for the fees. Do you get it? Relating. That's all he was looking for. Are you in the church? Because as a child, honestly, your father's mess and mistakes, it's not your business. So be careful. It will chew you before it climbs up. Be careful. Be careful. Hey, but you don't know how I said, hey. I said, be careful. Otherwise, you'll do the same thing and worse. Okay. Are you in the church? The fact that the father did this and did that and did that is between who? He and the two women in his life. Not you. You are what? A child. Somebody told me that, hey, they are saying that I should talk. I said, the only thing you have to say is, I'm a child. Because father wanted him to say in support, mother wanted to say, I'm a child. How can I have anything to say? I'm a child. Even though you have a lot to say, a lot in your head. I'm a child. Please don't put me in this place. I'm a child. Hey, are you in the house? Oh. Otherwise, you'll be a wicked person. After your father has looked after you, when he's now old and weak, and he can't do much, and you should be looking after him, you won't do it. And then you will make yourself a transgressor. Yeah. Blessing will leave your life. Hey, that you leave your father to suffer. Hey. Hi. Are you understanding what I'm saying? But when you just take the rightful position as a child, you will do what a child is supposed to do. Maybe you can't look after him, but you do what you can do. Yeah. Let's move on. Are you in the church? Yeah. People are a burden because they are equalizers, disrespectful, and impudent. Yeah. Equalizers. Some of you think you are equal to the shepherd over you. And sometimes when we have a group of you, you are all there, and then we pick one to be the basenta leader, then the others of you begin to manifest. I want you to know that we knew you were there. We didn't pick you. We knew you were there. We knew you were a first class student, but we did not pick you. We picked the other person. After all, we were all there. We were all friends. All of us could have. We could have. Hey, let's read about some people who said that. Let's go to Numbers chapter 12. Moses has led the people out of Egypt. And then he has gone to marry some Ethiopian woman. And the Bible says, Miriam and Aaron spake against Moses because of the Ethiopian woman whom he had married. For he had married an Ethiopian woman. Verse 2. And they said, has the Lord indeed spoken only by Moses? Has he not spoken also by us? And the Lord heard it. What was the Lord's response? Verse 4. The Lord spoke suddenly. Come out. He said, you come out. He said, come out. I'm not coming. Mami Chechim, let me show you something. The Lord came down in a pillar of cloud and stood in the door of the tabernacle and called Aaron and Miriam, and they both came forth. Continue. And he said, hear now my words. If there be a prophet among you, I, the Lord, will make myself known unto him in a vision and will speak unto him in a dream. My servant Moses is not so, who is faithful in all my house. With him will I speak mouth to mouth, even apparently, and not in dark speeches. And the similitude of the Lord shall he behold. In other words, he will even see my form. Wherefore then were you not afraid to speak against my servant Moses? What you need to know, Moses was the one who told them, don't go and marry from these places. Then he married an Ethiopian woman. In this speech, God never addressed it. It's none of your bloody business. If God calls a man, he will sort out his man. He won't leave it to you or to me. Are you there? So correct your foolish selves. Because this is the generation that gets online and writes nonsense. He says that, and it's not just for us. Any man of God, who are you to correct him? Did you call him? Were you there? Do you know the message God has given to him? What makes you think that just because God has made a mistake to allow you to go to school, and for you to see a little bit and to test your intelligence more, what makes you think that you have a right to speak? Do I know what the person said? When they were telling, was it Jeremiah or Isaiah? Which one was told to lie naked on the left and on the... Who was it? Were you there? So as Moses has gone to go and marry this woman, you, Aaron and Miriam, who are you? Who are you? We only know you because of the story of Moses. You, Aaron, you were needed because you were being told what to say. And you, Miriam, you were needed because he needed someone to rescue him. That's all. That's why we know you. So since when did you think that you are also equal to him? Who said that? So as you are in the fellowship, please, when I'm preaching, I expect you to maintain your contact with me, not your book or your phone. So as you are, what do you mean by he has spoken to us also? What do you mean by that? Push your neighbor and say, people. I mean, how? It's very serious. And so God called them, and then he told them that, hey, other prophets, I speak to them in pictures and things. This man, face to face like this, I speak to him mouth to mouth, and you are not afraid. And you were not afraid. You were not afraid. You thought that you are what? But you see, it's because people are equalizers. So the person feels, I'm in the same course with you. I even joined the church before you. And now it just happens that they have made you a center leader. I came to inform you that it didn't just happen. You were a lousy lout while this one was working. And we're just trying to manage your lousiness. Very soon, we are going to be in church. We are going to be appointing some more pastors. If you like, treat them as if they are shepherds like you and see what I'll do to you. No, in our house, we learn to respect. We respect. They've achieved something you haven't achieved yet. You are now coming. Yeah, so I need to say it because people are equalizers. I came before you. And so what? When you came before me, what did you do with it? What do you do with it? Sometimes, when we are moving around, you should hear what people say. Oh, books. Oh, now say media, if they put all my messages together, Christ will be a book. Put it together and let us see. You put it. No. We will not even argue with the content of your. You just put it together, let us see.
You can't read it. You know, I can't read it.
As you are speaking, making plenty of noise over there. Even how to put a computer on, you cannot. So at the end of the day, can I share? And that form, they say, well, it's not on the floor. No, you're saying that, that's a book, there we can do. Do, and let us see, do. Do it, and let us see. Human beings, as we are standing here, we'll bro for no cry, we'll make up for us to understand you cry. No, you can't. Now look at what you are saying. That, oh, if all your sermons are taken, you can write. The sermon has no beginning. It has no end. It has no middle. When you finish, we don't know what color of animal it is. Now you say you are doing what? But you see, that's how people are. Familiarity. Are you seeing it? Disrespectful. And that's why in this house, we bring ourselves up to respect. Hope you understand. Yeah. That's why I keep telling you that you are younger than my young child, my youngest son. I don't disrespect any of you. Who here can stand there and say that I've insulted you? Who here you can stand there and say that I've disrespected you? Stand and let us see. Just stand and let us see. So you have no right to disrespect somebody else. And that's why I don't take the disrespect from you. You rather disrespect me. Yes, when I'm going to have a camp and they say come, and unless somebody sits on the phone and calls you 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 and begs you to come, you rather are disrespectful. Sit well, sit well, sit well, sit properly. Young lady, sit well. Yeah. Are you understanding what I'm saying? It's disrespect. How can I call you and say you won't come? Where did you come from? What tree did you come from? Where did you emerge from? You see, because it looks as if, let me tell you something. With you, without you, the church will move on. With me, without me, the church will move on. God does not need any particular one of us. So we rather are privileged that he has called us and we have come. Yeah. We rather are privileged. What you are doing, if you say you will not do, you will discover who was it who thought he was the only prophet left? It was Elijah. And he was talking a lot. And the Lord said, look, I have 700 more. 700. He had just kept them under cover. The thing you are doing, I have 700 of them ready to do. So please stop thinking you are so big. We are just children of God. You see, when we make ourselves children, we enjoy life. Oh, you don't understand? Yeah. When we make ourselves big, then God has to go out of his way to show us that we are not big. But when we are just children, enjoying ourselves, other people also enjoy us. We enjoy being there. Please tell your neighbor, don't make yourself big. I mean, don't make yourself big. Just don't make yourself big. Amen. Respect. You see, if we do not honor what is given to us, there's a structure in this church. Respect it. A bishop, whether male or female, is at the top. Then you start to have reverence. When you see a reverend, respect it. He's gone through something you haven't gone through. Then from the reverence, we come to the pastors. The pastor may have been your buddy, but he also knows something you don't know. He's also achieved something you don't know. Then from the pastors, we come to the shepherds. And we have them in different forms. A bacenta leader is a shepherd. A person who is leading a bacenta is the reason why the church grows. How dare you disrespect them? When we want to expand our church, we increase the number of bacenta leaders. That's all. And you see the church growing. And you are a fellowship leader. You are also there at your level. So everybody, when you get your level, respect your level, respect the others around you. That's all. That's all. That's all. You see, because in this church, we don't do ahumaswa things. You know what this ahumaswa is? Okay. Hey, nobody can approach you. Nobody can call. My phone number, most of you, if you don't have my phone number, it's because you are a Samwe person. Yeah. No, it's just because you are Samwe. It's just because if you were a proper sheep, you would have my number. But there are places where, the head pastor's number, you can never, 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 never upon your life. Never. You have to write a letter. Yeah. Hey, please. They today has their own. But I'm showing you that because of that, you may be fooled into thinking that we are the same. So I just need to inform you that we are not the same. Yeah. We are not the same. Do you understand? Are you here? You meet somebody, we say that this person is a pastor. We are saying something, You are not the same as Elpi Akwili. She may be joking with you. She said, come and eat her food. Something. Hey, don't make a mistake. Don't make a mistake. No, I have to say it because the way we are, no? I have to say it because people are equalizers. You see? So the fact that we have made ourselves, this man, he has done as if he's one of you. He looks like you, dressed like you, that, oh, he's also going back to school. He's also, don't make a mistake. Don't make a mistake. I hope you are understanding what I'm sharing with you. Yeah. Yeah, you need to learn it. You need to know it. Are you in the church? Look at Miriam. Today, you are talking about your brother. Who does he think he is? But God has also spoken to you. God only spoke to you because you matter because of him. That's all. You didn't matter at all. Aaron, until Moses came, we never heard of you. We never knew you. When you even sent Grandpa, they didn't mind you because you are so inconsequential. You don't matter. I'm telling you something. That's why nothing happened to him. It was not his position. It was given to him to help Moses. So as we have just called you to come and help, Charlie, we cannot expect anything better. Even in this thing, it is Miriam who was punished, not him. She said, "Who yao? You are just nobody. The children in the house, we don't punish them. Do we punish the children? We don't punish the children in the house. But they are running around. We don't punish. You are just one of the children in the house. We won't punish you." Understand it. So Moses was Moses. He was up there. I hope you understand it. From today, never insult any man of God from anywhere. If you don't like what they are doing, please just go the other way and leave it. Leave God to sort his man out. You don't understand what's going on. I also don't understand. Leave it. Are you with me? And are you understanding what I'm sharing with you? Very, 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 very important. If not, the house gets spoiled. And when the house spoils and there's no respect for anybody anywhere, you realize that the atmosphere of the house is such that people don't even want to come and be there. So very, very important that those of us who are here, we understand what we are doing. When you see a sheep doing something, Charlie, they are the children in the house. They are the sheep. Do you understand? But they will follow what you do. So when you do the right thing, they will also do the right thing. I hope understanding is coming in the house. Charlie? Are you there? Let's continue. And there's a lot, there are so many examples in the Bible. The next one, people are a burden because they are disobedient and rebellious. Disobedient. When we were having camp before school began, you say, my mother said, "I cannot come." So now school has reopened. No. Let's come for the camp too. You still have something to say? No. Ah. I mean, how? What's wrong with you? They're waiting for what? A very stupid point. You're waiting for a provision in this Ghana today, where money is, there's more money flowing digitally than is flowing in cash. Provisions are everywhere to be bought. We must look stupid to you. Are you there? So me, everybody who was supposed to be here, you are a leader, you are not here. Without good, there are a couple who we know, they are not well at all. We know it. We are inside. That's not your reason. I take it personal. And I also not work with you. It's gross disrespect. Yeah. Are you there? I also not work with you. If there's no basic respect, why should I work with you? Hey. The church is very quiet again. I will not work with you. Yes, I will not work with you. Because, I mean, you are there. A person I cannot call. I can't call you. I cannot call you. Then I have nothing to do with you. I have nothing to do with you at all. At all. Be there. Hey. Oh, you see, if you had a real reason, we would know what the reason is. Yeah, if you had a real reason. Lady Rev is not here. There's a real reason. And no reason. Even the reason, I'm even part of the reason why she's not here. Are you there? Yeah. She was going to see some doctor. They put the date somewhere. I said, no. Wait, no, it's too far. They said, oh, but if they bring it closer, this. I said, yeah, we need it. You need it. You just go and do it. Finish. By you, you are taking yourself as this. You don't know what you have missed in your life. You don't know. Hey. Are you here? So it's very important. And you see, when you look at spiritual things, you may think you can do it. Let us leave it for you. You will know. Let's just leave it for you. You will know. You will know. If you like this weekend's wedding, I'll leave it for you. Come on. When I said that to me, a wedding is work. You don't understand. You is enjoyment. Me is work. Real work. Work that we started long ago. Long time. On the pages. Ask yesterday, I was on the page talking to the bride. And this and that and that. We are now coming to do full rehearsal of the whole thing in the church. Do you understand or you don't understand? So when somebody is in charge of you, because we have the shepherd, I forgot the constituency overseers. When we put a number of you together under one person, you better respect it. You better respect it. The person may look like anything. It's not the point. Not the point at all. Are you there? It's not about who your father is, who your mother is. No, don't bring it here. It doesn't belong here. It does not belong here at all. Who are you? Take your place in the church and be there. I hope I'm saying something to somebody. Because some of you, your father is the head of the Bank of Ghana. So what? Yes. So what should I do about it? No, ask your neighbor. So what? You are not the head of the Bank of Ghana. It's your father. When I meet your father, I'll send it to him. You, sir, shut up and sit down. You are now coming to do your own. My father is what? The pastor of 2,000 people. And so what? And so what? Hey, the cops are saying I'm talking to them. I'm talking to you. I'm talking to you. I'm talking to you. Allow me, wait. Your father or your mother or the two of them, they are the pastor of the 2,000. You are not. You are now coming to do your own. So get down from that mountain you've climbed yourself up on and sit down. As you are here, what is in this book? You don't know it. What is in lawyers and what? Loyalty and disloyalty. You don't know it. What is in the transform your pastoral ministry? You don't know it. What it means to be a shepherd? You don't know it. The price your parents paid, you haven't paid it. No, allow me to talk. So, the best advice I can give you, just become a normal person. Hey, in the church, I'm learning, I'm moving. No, otherwise, you'll meet something you cannot handle. Be careful. Be careful. Everybody and their own. Everybody and their own. And God will take you through your own, regardless of who your parents are. One day, I was in my house minding my own business. And I saw one of my sons calling me. When I picked the phone, then he said, "Mommy, I need advice now." I said, "What's happening?" He said he was having a program in his church and somebody manifested. It's normal. If there's a demon, it will manifest and will suck it. And another person also manifested. All of a sudden, the two people manifesting began to fight each other. They fought to the back of the church, fought outside the church, fought on the streets. And my son was calling me and he was saying that, "What should I do?" I said, "Son, this one is your own level of demon. I have no idea. Please, ask your, have you seen some before?" He said they fought inside the church. Fought outside the church. Fought onto the road, onto the road. And so he's calling me that, "What should he do?" I said, "My son, these demons are for you. They area in your territory. Sort it out. And when you finish sorting out, tell me what you did. Niger.
How did it end?
I wish, I suppose they survived because they are still in the church and he's also there. I don't know how. I was thinking, so what's he going to do? Is he going to go onto the road and try and stop them? I mean, what do you do? I honestly cannot solve it. I can't solve it. Do you understand why now I'm saying that everybody, you have your own fight. All the demons are facing this world. Reverend Seth, have you seen them fighting onto the road? Another level. I told him that. I said, Charlie, son, you've got some high level demons over there. I have no idea. Charlie. Reverend Seth says it's demons Pro Max. Hey, sit down. So, Charlie, it's very important. Very, very, very important. Because you see, every level has its devils. Every level has its devils. So don't aspire, don't attain to your father's demons at all. Why are you surprised? When you look in the Bible, the things Paul went through, did Timothy go through the same thing? No. It was a level. And that those were, they were for his level. Yeah. So you don't take on yourself something. Respect it. And fight your own fight. Cry your own cry. Hey, rider. You say that, your shepherd is nothing. Come and stand there and see. There's a story, and it's a true story. We've laughed at it. The guy was told to preach because his pastor was going somewhere. He said, no be anything. We go feed. How many of you have heard that statement before? We go feed do. It's from a real story. Yeah, it's from a real story. No be anything, we go feed do. So his pastor went. The guy prepared. Then he went to the church. Then he got there, then he started preaching. Preached out with his heart. Preached. Then he looked at his time. 15 minutes. He said, hey. Meanwhile, message, it was finished. So he said, he started again from the top. Preach. 10 minutes. Just said 25 minutes. We go feed do. This one, when he finished, he himself came and said, he himself came and said, Charlie, you go feed do. As I'm standing here, I've been preaching to you from 8 o'clock. 8, 9, 10, 11. Then we had a break to 12. 1. Come, you just come and take over. So please, just be cool. Tell your neighbor, be cool. And you see, you may say, it is not wild though. My father preaches 16 hours straight and we are there watching, listening to him. So please, it's nothing. So you too, you are in your level. But if you don't respect the level above you, you will remain down there for a very long time. Yeah. Because you will be thinking you are something you are not. Mm-hmm. That's why I'm cautioning the pastor's children. Because when my children come, you see, when my son is going to work, he has a question that he asks. He will come to our room and says, who is not going out today? So depending on the answer, he'll be driving a Nissan Patrol to work or a Suburban to work. But I tell you, he knows it is not his. So there are days when he comes leaving early because what? He says, Charlie, today is Allegedy's Benz, AD11. I hope you understand. That's why I'm cautioning. Because you may be eating some of our... But just remember, Afina, you are now coming to your own. Yeah, you are now coming to do your own. After all, your father is the head surgeon. You'll be eating his lunch, but you are not the head surgeon. And you see, what I'm saying, I can also say to the women. Yeah. When you marry, if you joke, so this man there, if he is not in your life, that's it for you. Okay. Let me not go further. So what? You are very quiet. Yeah, but it's real. It's real. You do not recognize that as you have married and you are there, it's because this man is there. If something happens to him, it's over. It's over. They will return you to base. You see how you have become quiet? Well, they're shaking yourself that you are. Then. Yeah. But what if when I die? When you die, he will stumble. That's all. And he'll continue. Yeah. But when he dies, the very definition of your life will change.
You are very quiet. Oh.
It's real. And so, in all your, what a man can do, what a woman can do, a man can do also. In all your, what? Education, know that there's a difference there. There's something there. There's just something there. And it doesn't matter who you are. What I'm saying is real. Hey, the church has become very quiet. Your whole life, it will change overnight. Yeah. Overnight, the man has exited and you are there. Plus your calling and everything, return to base. The church has become very quiet. Oh, it's nice, KK. Yeah. And that is how it is for most people. Why is this so? The answer is because. That's the answer, because. That's how it is. Just think about your home. Your father is not there. What's going to happen to your mother? Just think about it. Yeah. Just think about it. You realize that, look. So don't play the fool, okay? Don't play the fool. Hey. Charlie.
That's what?
Yeah. I've worked with some of my friends. They said, even for somebody to remember that we are here and call us, how are you? Nothing. Hey. He's talking to a serious woman of God. And her husband got ill. Serious illness almost killed him. And she told me, she said, the shock to my life. She said, nobody ever asked me. Apart from my husband and myself, how are you? Nobody asked. Nobody. And the bishop called her husband, told her husband that if you had died, your wife would have just been a widow. That's all. You'd be there and say that, oh, I'm a woman. I will not work for the Lord. I will not do. I said, you would just be there.
The church has become very quiet.
No, you see, I'm saying it because of the equalization. I'm trying to tell you that it's not like that. It's not like that. And Bishop was saying this to the lady because he was trying to show her a window of work to do. And she had been following the guy because the guy kept saying, do this one. Instead of what her father was saying. So she suddenly realized that, hey, if he had died, I'd have been on my own. Let me go and do what my father says. You are in the church or you have gone. So all these five fine young ladies, as I'm saying, let your ears be working on. Don't go and get married. And when you get married, then your things will come. I've gone to school. You have degree, I have degree. I was even better than you in school. Be careful. It is together. My salary is more than yours. So what should we do? Oh, it can be more, but it's not a problem. But what I'm telling you, it is real. If he exits from your life has changed. Forever. Charlie. Are you there? Yeah. And I need to say it because some of you who are in this room, you don't understand that it is because you are here. That's why you have what you have. You leave this place, eh? You do your things. You discover that you are nothing before a decimal point. Yes. Prince, are you saying that we shouldn't? Don't be silly. No, I'm speaking to some of you who are leading things. Respect it. Respect it. Because many of you wake up and say, hey, then I'm finished. Then I'm going to Accra. As you are going to Accra, you were here. You were in charge of 20 people. Go and see. You will not even look after a child over there. Lady Bazemefa, how many sheep do you have? How many people are under your umbrella? 525 people. May Nkwasi Asem not fill your head that, oh, you will know where you will get 525 people to say that you are the pastor of them. You are very quiet. That's why when she's going to say, no, do it this way. That's why you have 525. But the day you equalize it and say that, oh, is it not me? The brain, is it not me? The brain will go anywhere. It's not about your brain. It's about where God has placed you for the moment and what God has opened and the door that he's opened. And when you walk inside, it's cool. And it's not everybody that he will say. Some of you, I will not say one word to you. When you come and you say bye-bye, it is bye-bye because your this thing is to move on. Are you getting me? That's your something. I will not say it. It's not a problem. But there are some. Then he'll say, brother, sit down. Don't come and ask me how will I eat. How will I sleep? I don't know. I'm not God. Go and ask him.
Oh, yes.
I have no idea. But if you like, nonsense it and go. And we shall see. Yeah. Nonsense it and go. They are saying it because they want us to stay back here. May the Holy Spirit slap your mouth. When you wake up tomorrow, your mouth will be like, have you not noticed that the church is full and we are even looking for places to expand to? Please don't start. Don't start. That's not it. That is not it. That's not it. Are you here or you have traveled? That's not it. That's not it at all. Am I not the one who is telling you that go and apply for school over here, go out over there? But if he's also talking to me and saying to me that, hey, my friend, be here. Be here and don't ask me silly questions. If you can give me a job, I'll be here. Go, I can't give you a job. Do I look like an employer? Do I look like, am I employing people? Abi Akwele, stand up. Have I given you work? Have I given you? It's only that you knew that. Was I paying your rent? Was I feeding you? You see, you have to understand it. Sit down. You have to understand it. You need to understand it. Your heads need to work. And your spirit must work. If God places you in a place, he will take care of you in that place. If you move out of that place, you will take care of yourself. That's all. That's all. Yes. If he places you somewhere. Me, I came from Norway with my husband. I went to Tamale. I'm telling you, Norway is first world. It is more beautiful than the U.S. It is also the average inhabitant is richer than the average American. They don't have all these drunkards and people with no home. They don't have it over there. We came from a proper place. I must say proper place. Are you there? And the Lord, through our father, go to Tamale. And we went to Tamale. In those days, Tamale was a dust bowl. We didn't even have a tarred road. There was one traffic light in the center of the city. This is where God has sent us. We are right there. The complaining will be complaining. We didn't complain it. Finished working, we came there. That was the place God prospered us. Oh, Kumasi, nobody knows us here. Tamale. If you land at STC, you say that you are looking for some people. They say that they are from Sensen, something, and they'll bring you to our house. Yeah. That's where we were people, not here. There was no bank I had to queue. Never. So I write, never. Are you there? Because why? It was the place God gave us. My in-laws were wondering whether my children would speak English. They didn't know what it was. What was going on? The schools that my sons went to, that's where their children also went. All of them are people. Oh, don't even start. Don't even start at all. Because me, dear, I have placed my everything at the foot of the cross. You are the one who is thinking you can do it yourself. Over to you. We shall compare notes 10 years from now.
10 years from now.
Say you say you can handle your life. I've left it for you. Hey! That's why nowadays I don't bother to tell people, stay. No, no, no. Do what you do. That's why the next one is great. People are abetting because they do not understand. And do not respond. You don't understand. You don't understand. Yeah, it's because you don't understand that God will have you in a place. That's why you are fooling. Hey. Yeah. Sometimes people do not understand the word. In Matthew chapter 13, verse 19, when anyone hear the word of the kingdom and understandeth it not, that's when the birds come and take everything away, because you didn't understand. And he's saying here that often people don't understand why you do fundraising. Many times, they cannot see that when you build a nice church, they will have their wedding day. Please, sir, when I got married, it's 38 years. I don't need another nice church for it. And one person can't do it alone. Are you in the church? Is understanding coming? Yeah. And so we need to see that, yes, people are some way. And because of that, the Lord in his mercy doesn't just put one person there. So whatever you are doing, do the part that is in your hand. So that as we share it together, at least something. Are you with me? You agree that people are abetting? Or you don't agree? Don't worry if you don't agree. You grow and feel and come and meet it. You'll come and meet it. Yeah. And remember, there's somebody ahead of you. And give them accord that respect. Because some of you is like, oh, if it is mommy, I don't have a problem. But if it is this small girl, you are calling me a fool for appointing a small girl as your pastor. You know better.
Who is that?
You know better. And with all your knowing, what can we see? Those guys at the back talking, you are getting on my nerves. So you are really getting on my nerves. Let me just tell you. I've been watching that corner over there. Just move from there. Or sit down if you have chairs. You are flat nose people. You cannot tell that the spiritual atmosphere of the room changed. Are you in the church?
Yes.
Are you understanding now why you have to be shepherds? And are we going to do it? Yeah, we're going to do it. Just pull yourself together. We're going to do it. And when we meet the various things, we've heard of it. We're not surprised. Are you there? We're not surprised. But it will not deter us from being shepherds. Hallelujah. Because if we were not shepherds, many of you too would not be here. Up until now, you're not correct. Yeah. You are still fighting with me for your fighting. Your face is fighting me. I don't even mind. But well, the Lord, it was the Lord who God told Cain. He said, why has your countenance fallen? Why? He said, Change your face. Yeah. Change it. Because there's nothing that is being said here that is not for your good. Everything is supposed to help you. You see, change your face. Wow. And some of the things you are hearing here, you see, these messages, we don't preach them on Sunday. Sunday, we preach everything is nice. That's what we preach on Sunday. Hey, because a large church is full of all kinds of people. See, if you are cooking a meal for all kinds of people, you will not cook the hard bones that people have to chew. You cook what is soft so that the weakest person can eat some. Yeah. But when we come aside, that's the meaning of Hebrews 5:12. Yeah, that's the meaning of Hebrews 5:12. He says, you have become such as have need of milk and not of strong meat. What we are talking about here is strong meat. Yeah. Go to the next scripture, verse 14. In fact, jump to verse 14. Strong meat belongs to them that are of full age, even those who by reason of use have their senses exercise to discern both good and evil. Yeah. So the idea is that your mind has been exercised. And if it has not been exercised before, it's being exercised now. So you are I'm trying to feed you things that are a little stronger than what you hear on a Sunday. Even on Sunday, the preaching that you hear in the different church, it's good. It will help you to grow. But it's not strong meat, not by any chance. It's not strong. Strong meat, it is hard. Hey! Touch your neighbor and say, hey. Oh, as I'm looking at my time, can I start this one? I'll start it and then we'll continue. Beautiful. Powerful. For the next 10 minutes, I have a question. And you are going to answer. Yes. Because when I get into this other part, it will not come out now. Yes. So let me ask my question now. Then we'll continue with this at a certain point. My question is this. In the last session, we started talking about how the work that we do, or the any work that you do, is the people doing the work who make it look attractive or otherwise. Do you remember me saying that? Good. So right now, the question is, what are you going to do to make shepherding look attractive? Me, I know what to do. I do what I'm doing. But you too, what do you do? Everybody should think, I need somebody to superintend. Pastor Gaston, please come. The pastors will organize. You're going. I'm right here. You're going to superintend this. And you have only 10 minutes. You better speak and make sense. Because shepherding, it has its good side, its nice side. What are you going to do for the nice side to show? Over to you.
Thank you, Mommy. Wow, so we all have 10 minutes and it starts now. So, yes, so if you have, who has the mics? Okay, so you can lift up your hand right now so that you share. Oh, Mommy, we love it. Charlie, I mean, I'll choose anyone at random. Okay. Pascal, tell us.
Okay, so
turn it on. All right.
Hello,
Amitin. Yes, your name, where you are calling from?
So my name is Pascal, and I'm calling from the Red Encounter Service. Pascal, yeah, I'm calling from the Red Encounter Service.
Okay.
Yes, and so for me, and I'm in a town church. For me, I'm in a town church. So one thing I'm going to do with regards to my members also is that I realized that during worship time, like on Sundays, they don't know the songs being sung. So one better way I can teach them, I mean, I started, but I was not consistent on it, but I'll be consistent in doing it, is during Bar Center service, we learn a song, like one song.
Wait. Mommy asked that, what are you going to do to make your shepherdorial work become attractive to your members? So much so that when they see, they'll be like, I want to be like Pascal. Or they'll feel like, come on, this is a very good work and I want to be part of it. Do you understand it? Yes. So think about it. Yes, any other person? Are you cool? Okay, Aisha.
Hi, everyone. Please, my name is Aisha from the Antioch constituency.
Okay.
So I think I'll not give up on my members because the word, mommy's preaching came right on time. Gets to a point where you give your members your all, like you continue to take care of them, like you show them love, but then...
You guys still do not understand the question. Pastor Gaston, I think you have to...
Mommy, let me explain.
I want you to explain. Everybody here is a graduate, a pending graduate. Just restate it.
Mommy is asking that, hello, that... What are you going to do as a shepherd, a Bar Center leader? So much so that when your members see you, they want to be like you. They aspire to become a pastor, aspire to become a Bar Center leader. Like you should be working and your member will be like, oh, what should I do to become a BL like you? Do you understand? And Mommy gave an illustration. Like as she went to Egypt, took pictures about aspect of the work. And you were all like, oh, I want to be there. I want to go to Egypt some. Something like that. Please, do you understand it now? Okay. So, please. You understand the question now? We'll go and come back. Somebody's hand is up over here. Okay.
Hi, everyone. My name is Mary and I'm calling from the Faith Secret Service.
Okay.
So what I'm going to do from now onwards to make my Bar Center or being a Bar Center leader look very attractive,
yes,
to my members is that I won't go to their place when I'm, even if I'm tired, I won't show it. Like, I'll make them understand that me working for God and schooling is not just stressful and tiring here and there. Every day they are calling here and there. I'll make them understand that it is fun, or it's nice to do the work of God at the same time school. And then, in fact, while you are doing it, there's no pain, no gain. But then in the long run, I don't know how to...
Okay, all right. Yes, so she says she doesn't want to be pitied. Like, you go there looking stressful. All right, okay. Oh, all right. Your name and where you're calling from?
Me, Esther Osei, Charisma Constitution.
Yes.
Please, how I would make it attractive is by loving what I do.
By loving
the work of God. Because when I love the work, I wouldn't grumble. I would be happy doing it because I see it as a privilege. So I would cultivate love for, like, I would consciously cultivate love for what I'm doing so that it will show, they'll see it, and they'll be attracted to it.
Wow. Okay. Wonderful. Okay, we have somebody here. Nanaya.
Hi, everyone. This is Nanaya calling from Faith Secret Service.
Dipe.
So the first thing I would do, I remember when Bishop Doug visited us, the first point was to, like, in our services or our centers, to have a party. So I'll make my services or my meetings interesting. Like, yes.
Mm-hmm. And then, parties.
Not parties per se, but like...
So what are you going to do to make your service attractive?
I'll make my center service attractive.
Hello, one meeting, please. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Yes, share something. Make it enjoyable. And then the next thing I also like to do is to share with them my life. Making my life, like, tell them maybe my progress, where I started from. Let them know that there's progress somewhere.
Okay, very, very important. To let them see the victories you have in your life. Okay, I can see, before we come here, I can see a hand here. Yes.
Hi, my name is Bright. I'm from the Kena constituency. Yes, so.
All right, allow.
So the way I would make shepherding,
being
a shepherd look interesting is by sharing my experiences with my sheep. So
what kind of experiences?
Yes, I'm
go ahead. Yes.
So sometimes I use my academic journey as an example, and tell them that even though I do the shepherding work, I've seen more benefits in it. Even though it seems like every day I have various things to do, irrespective of the many ups and downs, there are so many blessings which come from it. And I told them so many experiences of how I missed certain classes, certain tests, and it came out and I passed. Like, my pastor is actually a witness to it because...
Like, allow. Yes.
Like some of them, like several, even today, like just Monday that passed, I was told that on the first day, they read like 168 slides, and I wasn't in class. But I'm not afraid of it because I know that one way or the other, this thing would actually work out, and it has worked out.
All right. So I mean, to get to where you are coming from, you want to explain to your sheep that sacrificing for God, okay, let's say sacrificing a lecture to do something for God has a way of blessing you.
Yes.
You understand? But if you go and say that, oh, you missed the class, you can easily be giving a wrong message to them. Yeah, they'll miss class and go and watch Barcelona match and they won't come. Okay,
yes,
yeah, please. That's a good point there. All right, yes. Okay, Oye.
Hi, everyone. Please, my name is Oye from Kena Constituency.
Hey. Allah, go ahead, please.
Okay, so personally, what I'm going to do is I'm going to make them see the financial benefits I've received from being a shepherd.
How are you going to do that?
It's actually...
Allow. Listen, please.
I became a shepherd in fourth year, and the first time Bernard Robson asked me to become a shepherd, that week, someone decided to be sending me money weekly.
Hey,
and that was what I was using to reverse it. And also, with my current job, I actually told God that because of what I want to, like, I want to take my shepherding seriously, He should give me a job that won't demand so much.
But pay so much. Okay.
Yes. So I would keep hinting on the blessings, like especially the financial blessings, because people like money. Yes. So if you keep hinting on the financial blessings that they'll receive by just being a shepherd, because the Bible says in John chapter 15, the verse 16.
Yes, let's go.
That you have not chosen me, but I have chosen you, that you go and you bear fruit, and that your fruit will remain, and whatsoever you shall ask the Father in my name.
All right.
Shall be given unto you. So you make them understand that the blessing is actually true in your life. Well, in my life.
Wow. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Yes. Wait. There's a hand here. Okay. Yes. Tell us your name.
My name is Romeo. I'm calling from the Gospel Encounter Center.
Tell us, Romeo.
I'm going to share with them my testimonies.
One thing
Bishop Bempa said, that people actually bow down to the supernatural. So I'm going to believe God for supernatural happenings in my life. And I'm going to testify, and they'll see that this work is actually not an ordinary life. Amen.
Wow. You share your testimonies with them. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful.
Hi, everyone.
I'm actually expecting one statement.
Everyone.
Okay, let's go to this section.
Hi, everyone. Please, I'm Nana Kwame from Kenya.
Louder.
Okay. So,
hello.
When Paul was praying for his people, one of the things that he was saying when he was praying for them was that they may know the hope of his calling.
Yes.
And then the riches of the glory of his inheritance.
Yes.
So I believe that my bishop was sharing something with us, that if people knew that becoming a pastor comes with some $10,000 salary and then some trip to Dubai yearly and all of that, most of us would be rushing to become pastors. So if you're able to share the benefits of the things you are doing to your members. So personally, when I was in first, I had a very good looking average and everything. But then in second year, it started going down some way somehow. Even though I wasn't properly in church, and then I thought I was learning a lot. So when it happened like that, then I reached out to my shepherd and I was like, Charlie, even after, without being in church actively, but the results is going down. So let me start being active in church and working in church so that in any case, I'll have something to blame the bad looking results on. But then it wasn't like that. it wasn't like that. When I started doing the shepherd work in third year, and
yes.
then I started being serious in church, that is when I saw
an increase
in my average. Because I knew that I had to be responsible, because you have to be in church at certain times. So there's one time that you have, you know, I have to study. And then it was working, so I finished school. So this is something that I believe that, because most of our members, what they are really, really scared about is their academics. Like that, their work participation in church may affect their academics. So if you're able to show them some things like this, I feel like they will be able to participate.
I see. Okay. Oh, I'm expecting a particular point. Yes, Mary. Oh, I want someone who hasn't spoken. Abanga. Yeah.
Yeah. Hi, my name is Isaac Abanga, calling from the Charisma region.
Wow. Okay. Abanga, share with us.
So, when Prophet visited us, he talks about the blueprint.
The blueprint.
And he talks about preparing a good...
Supper. Yes.
Yes. So, not even talking about that, he talked about preparing a good meal.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, in order to get my members to be attracted to the work that I am doing and also become shepherds. I'm going to listen to camps and make sure that the camp changes me. And when I'm speaking, when I'm preaching to them, it will be heavy, such a way that as it lands into their hearts, they themselves be convinced that I will also become a shepherd and be able to preach and be able to also share the word like this. Amen.
Wonderful, wonderful. Yeah, it's a very, very good point. Okay.
Please, I'm Esther from Word Encounter.
Wow, Esther. Okay. 1-0 for Word Encounter. Okay.
Okay, so I'm going to talk from the I'm going to talk from the perspective of what I've observed the pastors or the bishops do, which I think that if I start a percentage again, I would pick up.
Okay.
I think they genuinely enjoy what they are doing.
Okay.
So it shows in how they look when they are doing it. Like they are smiling when they are doing what they are doing.
Yeah.
And then there is a genuine bond between them. I think I saw this video where Bishop arrived in one of the churches and then the expectation, and then he went to hug the pastor. Someone commented like, look at how pure the bond looks. And yeah, I think that love, that's one thing. The bond and genuinely liking what you are doing. Because if you don't genuinely enjoy what you are doing, you can't do anything to make it look like you enjoy it. People can really see through you. And I also think that, okay, people are sharing more about testifying, and then I think that's also a good idea. But I think people are watching you more when you are not on guard. Oh. I know how to say, like...
You've made my points. Go ahead.
Because for you to testify, it's like you are consciously testifying to them. But I think we watch more what you do when you are not on guard. Like, what you do naturally. And I think your appearance also matters. If you are looking...
Charlie. allow, please. Let her finish. Let her finish. Word Encounter 7. They are saying, oh. Esther, go ahead, please.
Yeah, okay. If you don't look like God is taking good care of you, if you don't look...
Hey! Wow! Please think, go ahead.
I think that was...
If you talk, you won't hear what she's saying.
That's one of the key things that attracted me to like the Lighthouse Church or First Love. Because previously, all the people that I knew that were like evangelists had a weird look. I don't know, but that's what I... Like, if you have been watching movies and then they want to show an evangelist, it's like the person looks unattractive.
Wretched.
Yeah. It's like,
wretched. Yeah.
So, yeah, that's what I think I'll do.
Wow. Put your hands together for her. Yeah. She's from the Word Encounter service. Yes, please. Oh, yeah. Very, very true. Very true. In fact, if you take something serious, even the way you dress towards that thing says it all. Because some of you, when you're going for your bus center service, hey, sweating, your wear slippers dusty, your trouser is crumpled, you've folded your exercise book you take for lectures here, and you are, oh, come on. I mean, your members don't take you serious. Yeah, and the other point that she made that is really very important is when the comments you pass when you are on guard, how you behave towards it. Because some of you, the reason why your members will not want to become center leaders, because anytime you are around them, hey, the work is hard, oh, hey, Charlie, hey, I have things to learn, oh, hey, oh, they are calling again, oh, hey, Charlie, this meeting will close at midnight. Like, if you pass comments like that, they'll be like, no, they wouldn't want to come. Yeah. And all those things, you say them off guard, like you don't even think about it. By the end of the day, you are really, really, really making the work unattractive. But meanwhile, it's not like that. Wow. Thank you, Esther. Yes, there's a hand here.
Okay. Hi, everyone. Please, my name is Ernestina from the Antioch region.
Wow. All right.
So what I would do for my members to be attracted to becoming shepherds that I'll let them know that in addition to all the blessings that's in the Bible, that when you work for God, He will bless you. I'll let them understand that Jesus will come seeking for fruit. So when He comes and you don't have any fruits, what are you going to do? He's going to cut you down. So I'll let them know that me trying to be a shepherd is just me trying to bear fruit, so that when He comes, I'll have some fruits to show for Him.
Wow. Okay. Put your hands together for her. Yes, Azombil. Okay, please, I want hands to those who have not spoken. Okay. Yes.
Wow. All right.
Another word encounter. Okay.
I'm Azombil. Yeah, I'm Azombil from the Word Encounter Service.
Okay. Go ahead.
So for me, personally, what I'll do is that I'm going to involve my members. Yes. Involve my members in the sense that... Yes. Not let them believe that like the work is like a Superman work just for some people. Uh-huh. Because there's a way when people, when they are involved in something, their heart is into it. Yes. For instance, the Bible says that wherever your treasure is, that's where your heart will be.
Your heart will be also.
So if the people, for instance, if the people know that, oh,
listen,
this particular thing, I'm part of it. The gathering of the people. Saturday, we went to do outreach together. Sunday, hey, the people I went to invite, what's happening with them? I believe that as you also introduce them, you encourage them to do what they are also doing, the little they can do, it's as time goes on, they become attracted to it. So personally, that's what I would do.
Wow. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Okay. Ivan. Okay. Mention your name, please.
Hi, everyone. My name is Ivan. I'm calling from Kenya.
So, all right, go ahead, Ivan.
So, one practical thing I believe is to introduce the
members. Hello, 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 listen.
Introduce our members to the structure of the church.
Introduce our members to
the structure of the church.
To the structure of the church.
In terms of from the reverends down to FLs.
Okay. Well, bishops are not part.
From bishops down to FLs.
Okay.
And when they have that understanding and you combine it with his point where they work, they then subconsciously think about like the positions they are working towards, basically. So helping or bringing members to your Oba Center meeting would make you an FL. Then from there, you start talking to the members slowly. Then you become a BO yourself. And then get another FL to, or train another FL to then come and help with the Oba Center.
Okay. All right. So you show them how to
rise. Yeah. So in the ranks that you have, and then the subconsciously talking to them about how to rise through the ranks.
Wow. Wonderful. Okay. That's a point. Oh.
Yeah,
Charlie, what are you doing? Yes. Please, where are you calling from?
I'm Joe Obona from Chunjuasi Church.
Joe Obona from
Chunjuasi Church.
All right. Share with us.
Yeah. I think having exciting fellowship with my helpers and those who are involved in the church work will also make the other members who are not in see that it's exciting.
Yes. Yes. Very, very good. Yeah, similar to what Esther shared. Because the truth is, I mean, sometimes when you see the bond between the pastors, the workers, in fact, the truth is most of us, let's say a group of Bacenta leaders, when you meet, what do you even talk about? When you meet, like, let's say, the presence of your members, do you do anything that make the members feel like, we want to be part of this group? Yeah. Yes. Because if anytime you guys have gathered, you are always complaining, and the buzzing didn't work, they are going to blast me, I can't fill the form, they've been chasing me to come online, to come and explain. Like, such conversation among yourselves, it will suck people from wanting to join. Yeah. But if there's so much life, sometimes I see, there was a day the pastors were going somewhere. So all of us, and it was a normal Sunday. Like, you see, in our church, normal Sunday, pastors will gather, they all go and have a meeting. Then, but that particular Sunday, we're not going to meet. All pastors, we all entered our car, we all drove out. So I think somebody asked me that, where are the pastors going? And I said, come and join us, we'll see where we are going. Yes. So it made the person like curious. Hey, so what's like, and you could say that we're all happily going. And I was like, no. Yeah. Yes. So the unity to do something together that will make it look enjoyable. That's one of the things that made the people want to join. Okay. Yes.
Hi, oh. Everyone.
Use the mic.
Please, I'm Joycelyn from Bosco.
Faith Secret Service.
Faith Secret Service.
Okay.
So, me too. I think we have to prove it to them that what we are doing, God is really blessing us.
God is blessing
as
us.
One, I can't remember last year, I sent one of a flyer to my provost.
Okay.
And then,
you shared it with who?
My provost.
Your provost. Wow. Okay.
So, that was where the prophet came. He says, we should, spread the gospel, God will reward us. So that I was trying to, show something. Immediately I gave him the flyer. He just dashed me 1K. Like, it's not like...
Where?
Yes.
Allow. Wait, you gave a flyer to your provost and she dashed you.
Yes.
Wow. Let her finish.
He just gave me 1K, just like that. It was like, no one can do this. And what's the reason why I'm giving him this card? And I was like, I don't know why, but I think God has a purpose for you. So I made it clear to my people that...
Hello, no please.
Matter, even the money that he gave it to, I told with them. So they know where the money is coming from. And then also this year, early January, I gained a MasterCard scholarship. Like, I didn't do any interview. I'm final year. It's not like I'm first year. Final year. And they are refining all my fees from first year, including my hostel fee.
Hey!
So I think...
Wow!
Yes.
Hey!
Yes, so I think...
Allow. Hello. Please, let's align.
Hey, so I think wonderful. This kind of reward, if you make it too obvious for them, you make it too open for them to see that the work that you are doing, it's not like you are doing it in vain. Like, God will actually reward you.
Reward you practically.
They also do it.
Practically. God bless you so much. All right. Okay. Thank you very much. Yeah, so what Mommy has asked us to do, please don't let them be just words here. You say them here, you go back and you revert to factory settings and go and still do something else. So please write them down and periodically go over them and make sure you do them. God bless you so much. Please, let's be on our feet.